The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. His faithful Filipino valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with racketeers and saboteurs, risking his life that criminals and enemy spies will feel the weight of the law by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure, The Return of Oliver Perry. The Green Hornet strikes again. American skilled tradesmen and helpers. You are needed in West Coast and Hawaiian Navy yards, needed to help finish the Jap. Our fighting men cannot do it with bare hands. They must have returned to them the damaged fighting ships lying in repair yards. It's up to you to repair them. No wishful thinking will get those ships back to the men who need them. Machinists, coppersmiths, electricians, and many others, including helpers in all trades, are needed. If you are not in war work at your highest skill, go to your U.S. Employment Service office today. That's your nearest U.S. Employment Service office. And now, the Green Hornet. Britt Reed, young publisher of the Daily Sentinel, was at the breakfast table one morning when the phone rang.
Mr. Reed's apartment? Well, yes. Yes, he's still here. Just a minute. For you, Mr. Britt. Office calling.
All right, kiddo. Who is it, Ashman?
No, sir. It's Miss Case.
Miss Case, huh? I guess it's important. Hello, Miss Case.
Good morning, Mr. Reed. I called to tell you that I've made an appointment for you at 11 o'clock. It's 10 o'clock now.
Well, do you have to make early appointments for me?
Early, did you say?
Well, sure. 11 is the break of dawn to me. Who wants to see me at that time?
Do you remember that well-known detective from the West Coast who was here some time ago?
You don't mean Oliver Perry's in town.
That's right. He said it was very important to see you this morning. I made the appointment as late as I could.
That's all right. I wonder what he wants. The last time I saw him was the day the peace conference opened in San Francisco.
Yes, I know. That's what Mr. Perry told me. Anyway, I thought I'd better call you so that you'd be here on time.
I'm glad you did. I'll be there shortly, Miss Case.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Well.
I hear you mention Oliver Perry, Mr. Britt.
Yes, he's in town and wants to see me at 11 o'clock this morning. I'm curious to know why he's here.
He's dangerous to Green Hornet.
You're right about that, Cato. He was suspicious of the Hornet's identity out on the coast. And I recall the last words he said to me before I left.
I do want it to go on record. That if I ever have to cross swords with the Green Hornet again, I'll do my utmost to show him up and turn him into the law.
I wonder if Oliver Perry came here this time to accomplish his purpose. To effect the capture of the Green Hornet.
Good morning. I'm Oliver Perry.
Oh, yes, Mr. Perry. Mr. Reed's expecting you. Come right this way, please.
Thank you.
Mr. Perry's here, Mr. Reed.
Well, come right in, Oliver.
Thanks. How are you, Britt? It's good to see you again.
Have a chair. Make yourself comfortable.
Seems to be a very efficient secretary you have out there.
Oh, she is.
I suppose, like most confidential secretaries, she knows all the secrets of your personal life.
Well, if she does, Oliver, even a great detective like you couldn't get her to disclose them.
Come now, Britt. Why should I be interested in your personal life?
I'm sure I wouldn't be able to answer that. In fact, there's no reason why anyone should be interested.
Perhaps not. Britt, would it surprise you to know that I came directly to you this morning because I want to contact the Green Hornet?
Not at all, Oliver. I'm used to people coming to me with strange requests, especially my friends. It's a widespread opinion that a newspaper publisher has a wealth of information and underground contacts on tap at all times.
Britt, when you were out on the coast, I made the statement that you were a very remarkable man. I still think so.
Good. I'm glad your opinion hasn't changed. Shall we discuss the reason for your visit now?
Yes. Yes, of course. As I said a moment ago, I came here because I want to contact the Green Hornet.
You mean you've come here to make another try at catching the Hornet?
Oh, not exactly. Yet I will say that if the opportunity presents itself, I will turn him in.
It's not like you to be subtle. Why not come right to the point?
I will. Just before the peace conference ended, the wife of one of the Far East delegates was the victim of a robbery.
Oh, really?
Yes, the loss has not been made public, but the authorities have been making an intensive search.
Well, why the secrecy? What was stolen?
You've heard of the Carter Emerald?
Of course. It's said to be priceless,
but the Carter Emerald was stolen.
Oh, but it wasn't in this country. The duty alone, but... Oh, I get it. The wife of that delegate brought it in as part of her personal possession, duty-free.
Exactly. But it was understood she was to wear it home again. Instead...
Instead, some clever crook took advantage of the fact that emerald was in this country. What's the connection between that and your trip here, Oliver?
The Green Hornet has been blamed for the theft.
Oh, really?
Yes. Also, a few of the smaller stones. The gem was set in a necklace, you know.
No, I didn't know.
No. No, of course. You wouldn't. Anyway, a few of the smaller stones have been sold here in this city recently. When I received that tip, I came on here.
Well, what have you to do with the case?
The delegate hired me to trace the stone.
So you decided to run down the Hornet and find it?
No, I don't believe the Hornet took the Carter Emerald.
Well, that's a break for the Hornet. But why do you eliminate...
Why do I eliminate the Hornet? Because I don't believe he was in San Francisco at that time.
He was there when we had our little San Francisco adventure, Oliver, when the conference first started.
Exactly. He was there when you were there, Britt.
We're agreed upon that, anyhow. Well, why are you hunting the Hornet, then? Just on general principles?
I'm trying to contact the Green Hornet because I hope to get his aid in tracing the Carter Emerald.
Oh, I see. Yet even though he may help you find it, you'll turn him in if you get the chance. Is that it?
Right. I'd make a deal so that in some way he could receive a reward. A very large sum, if he found the emerald. But to me, he's still a hunted criminal. He'd have to keep out of my way or take the consequences.
In other words, you figure it takes a crook to catch a crook.
Sometimes.
And you deal with him with one hand and grab him for the law with the other. Is that it?
The deal could be arranged without his getting in my way. If he did, I'd surely do my best to turn him in.
Really, Oliver, you don't quite make sense. The Hornet would be a fool to deal with you and risk capture at the same time.
Maybe the Green Hornet wouldn't reason quite the way you do, Britt. Or would he?
If he's smart, he would. But we aren't getting anywhere, Oliver. What do you expect me to do?
Find a way to get the information I've given you to the Green Hornet. If you do that, I'm sure he'll find a way to contact me. I'll be at the downtown hotel. Well, I guess that's all, Britt.
That's a big order. Entirely out of my line.
Well, that's too bad. I neglected to say if the Green Hornet doesn't contact me within 24 hours, I have certain information I'll give the police that might lead them to the Hornet.
Oh, is that so? Well, if you have such information, you should have given it to the police long ago. Remember, the Daily Sentinel still offers $25,000 for information leading to the Hornet's capture.
You forget one thing, Britt. The Hornet saved my life in San Francisco.
Oh, yes, you told me about that.
Also, I'm a private detective. I'm not duty-bound to give out information I choose to withhold. That's why, up to this point, I haven't disclosed certain facts that might lead to the Green Hornet's true identity.
Well, let's hope you manage to contact him within the 24-hour limit. But I'm afraid I can't give you any help, Oliver.
You might find a way. I'll wait and see. In the meantime, I'll be at my hotel. I hope our next visit will be as friendly as this one, Britt. Goodbye.
Goodbye. And good luck. I wonder if Axford's in Miss Case's office.
Yes, Mr. Reed.
Has Axford come in?
Yes, he has. Do you want him?
Yes, send him in.
Yes, sir, right away.
Perry's hunt for the Carter Emerald is off the record. But one thing he didn't tell me to...
You want to see me, Reed?
Oh, yes, Axford, I had to...
Say, by the way, I saw Oliver Perry, the detective, going out. What's he doing in town?
Well, he did mention he was hunting for the Green Hornet, Axford. He's stopping at the downtown hotel, and
so he's renewing the hunt for the Hornet, huh? Suffering snakes, maybe this time he'll get that spot, Reed.
Maybe. I gathered from what he said that he has a definite line on the Hornet.
Honest?
Well, I don't know for sure. You might tip off Sergeant Burke. He might like to ask Perry some questions.
Holy crow! If Perry does have a line on him, and Sergeant Meek can get in on the capture, he'd have to split the reward with us.
Yes, I guess he would at that.
I'm going down to cops' headquarters, Reed. I'll be stopping in the sitting room first, though, in case you want me before I leave. See you later, Reed.
All right. Axford will stop by and give Gunnigan a story on Perry. He didn't say his hunt for the Hornet was off the record. But I must admit, he's got both the Green Hornet and Britt Reed treading on thin ice. I've sure got to watch my step.
That afternoon in his hotel room, Oliver Perry frowned as he read a front-page item in the Daily Sentinel.
Famous detective renews hunt for Green Hornet. Oliver Perry, well-known West Coast detective, has arrived at the downtown hotel. His purpose in visiting this city... I should have told him my visit was off the record, as well as the loss of that gem. With that in the paper, I can't point a definite finger at Britt Reed if the Hornet should show up. He's won this round. Now, who can that be?
Good afternoon, Mr. Perry. I'm Sergeant Burke from headquarters. I met you the last time.
Oh, yes, I remember you, Sergeant. Do come in. I suppose that item in the Sentinel and dropped in to pay your respects. Is that it?
Well, not exactly, Mr. Perry. You see, Axford, that's Mike Axford on the Daily Sentinel, you know. He said he heard from Mr. Reed that you had a line on the Green Hornet. So I thought
I see. So Mr. Reed told one of his reporters that, huh?
Sure, and why not? Ain't he offering that big reward and all? He's as anxious to see that guy caught as we are, even though it'll cost him all that dough.
It might cost him more than that if the Hornet should be caught.
How come?
Oh, I was just thinking out loud, that's all, Sergeant. You know, some other paper might scoop the Sentinel or something like that.
Oh, well, tell me, Mr. Perry. Do you have a line on that criminal?
Sergeant, I'm afraid Mr. Reed misunderstood me. I really said I was hoping to get a line on him.
Oh, yeah, sure, and in that case, you're no better off than the rest of us. We're all hoping that.
Of course, Sergeant. Sorry you came all the way down here for nothing.
That's all right, Mr. Perry. I'm glad to meet you again. We'll be keeping a lookout nearby in case you run into something and need help.
If I need help, I'll let you know.
Be sure and do that. Sorry to have bothered you, Mr. Perry.
Not at all, Sergeant. Glad you came. Britt Reed is the Hornet. He's outsmarted me again by tipping off the police that I had a line on him. Now, if I told them my suspicions, they'd laugh at me, but... Oh. I'm beginning to think of a plan that will get the Hornet to help me find that gem. And at the same time, give me definite proof that Britt Reed is the Green Hornet.
We'll continue our story in just a moment. Here's an important message. If you are a trained social worker, or if you know one, please listen. Army and Navy hospitals here and overseas have sent out an urgent appeal for more trained social workers. The Red Cross must fill this need. This request is in recognition of the outstanding record social workers have made in healing the mental wounds of this war. Here is your opportunity to serve those who have given so much for you. Invaluable professional experience, post-war assignments, new and higher salary schedules now await you. For information, call or write your local American Red Cross chapter. Don't delay. The need is urgent. And now, back to the Green Hornet.
Oh.
Early that evening, Oliver Perry started to put his plan into effect. Britt Reed and Cato were at their apartment when the phone rang.
Mr. Reed's apartment?
This is Oliver Perry. Is Mr. Reed there?
Yes, sir. He's here. Just 1 minute, please.
Oh, is it, Cato?
It's Oliver Perry. He asked for you.
Perry, huh? Hello, Oliver.
Hello, Britt. Say, I forgot to tell you, just in case you should contact that certain party I mentioned, the small stones from that necklace were found in a pawn shop at 3rd and Water Streets in this city.
Well, thanks for the information, Oliver, but don't count on it getting to that certain party through me. I told you today that
I'm rather a stubborn cuss, Britt. I'm still hoping to get that Carter gem through the help of the Hornet.
Oh, so that's who you were talking about.
As if you didn't know. By the way, since I forgot to warn you my visit here was off the record, I can't blame you for putting the news in your paper. Of course, it can now be said, if alibis are needed, that the Hornet read in the Sentinel that I'm hunting him.
Oh, that's right.
Well, I won't keep you. Perhaps we'll be talking again before the evening's over.
Perhaps. Well, don't hesitate to call me if I can be of service. Good night, Oliver.
Goodbye.
Well, you're sure trying, Cato.
You play with fire when you have dealings with Oliver Perry. It's not good.
Oh, well, we've got to have some fun. In fact, I think we'll really help the old boy, Cato.
What you mean? He asked help only to corner Green Hornet. And since he already suspects you, it better
backing
not...
down, Cato? In that case, I'll...
Oh, no, I always ready to help, Mr. Britt.
Oh, you don't have to tell me that.
What you plan to do?
Well, Perry told me of a pawn shop at 3rd and Water Streets where they found the small stones that were in the necklace containing the Carter Emerald.
But why they not already investigate the place?
I'm sure they did. My guess is that the name they found on the loan company file card was a phony, as well as the address.
You make pawnbroker tell real name of person who brought in the stone?
Well, the broker's probably a fence for stolen goods. No one could get him to tell. Unless...
Oh, unless Green Hornet get to him, eh?
Yes, but that's exactly what Perry wants, too. He'll have the police watching in hopes that I'll go there.
Oh, we not go then,
huh? I will go. But first, I'll have you phone that pawn shop and tip off the broker his place is being watched. Tell him to leave by the back door through the alley. We'll be waiting for him nearby when he does. Now, come on, we'll get the Black Beauty. Then you can use an outside phone for the call. Let's go. He's coming out now, Cato.
Yes, he's coming this way. He not see Black Beauty here in the darkness of the alley.
Be ready for a fast getaway, Cato.
Who's that?
Come over here and you won't get hurt. If you don't...
I'm coming. That gun. Why are you...
Keep your voice down.
You're wearing a mask. If this is a holdup, I have
nothing... Get in the car and hurry.
What are you going to do? Why do you... You're the Green Hornet.
Or what? Do what you're told and you'll be all right. All I want is some information. Now let's get going.
In an apartment hideout on Water Street, Fingers Carsdale, confidence man, and his partner Slick were sitting at a table idling away their time with a game of two-handed blackjack.
How's that, Slick?
Hit me again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Fingers, that did it.
Yeah, what do you got?
21. Pay me.
Ah, you had luck that time. Say, Slick, it's funny nothing's ever come out about that rock we lifted in Frisco.
Yeah? Don't kid yourself. We know the heat's on from what Abe the pawn guy said. Wonder who that is.
It must be Abe. He's the only one who knows that signal. Let him in.
Okay.
Out of the way, Mug.
Hey! Hey, what the... Green Hornet.
Right. This gun shows I'm in business.
Ah, relax. We're not looking for trouble with you.
Well, Hornet... What's up? The Carter Emerald, Carsdale.
Well, what do you know?
Shut up, Slick. Now, look, Hornet. I don't know where you got my name or your information.
Abe the pawn told me. You have that rock, so don't play cagey. I came to make a deal, to make you a proposition.
Yeah? Like what, for instance?
You have that stone and you can't get rid of it. And I can for a good price to the man hired to recover it. I have a tip that he'll deal with me and not call the police.
Say, Fingers,
keep
maybe...
Keep quiet, Slick. I'll do the talking. Now tell me, Hornet, who is this go-between?
And what's your proposition?
You get the emerald. I'll come back later and we drive to his hotel. I close the deal and we split. Three ways.
Who did you say the guy is?
I didn't say. But I will. It's Oliver Perry.
Perry? The detective?
Right, and don't get the idea he'd deal with you. He'd tip off the police. And if he didn't, I would. Now, there's a phone right in front of you. Call him at the downtown hotel. I'll tell you what to say. You'll find out that I'm on the level about this deal.
Okay. I'll do it. Oliver Perry speaking.
Yeah, I'm calling for the, for a certain party who understands you're trying to get in touch with him.
If you're talking about the Hornet, you're right.
Well, what's the deal if he comes to you with a hunk of ice you're looking for?
$20,000 in cash, no questions asked. And my word of honor that he'll have 10 minutes getaway time before I call the police.
What's the plan for getting together?
I'm on the second floor, 202. You can come up the service stairs, give 3 sharp knocks. Be here promptly at midnight. I'll expect this deal to be on the square. No funny business.
You can count on me to carry out my part of the deal to the letter. Be sure to come at midnight.
Right. And have the cash ready. So long.
You satisfied?
Yeah. It's on the level, all right. He says for you to come at 2 a.m. It's 202 on the second floor.
Now, that's settled. You get the emerald ready, and I'll meet you here later. And you'd better be here when I come back, too.
Hey, all this is kind of funny, Fingers. I don't like dealing with that Hornet and fooling with a gumshoe like Perry.
Look, Slick, you see this?
What's that thing?
The Hornet dropped this without knowing it. It's a genuine Hornet seal.
So what?
Listen, Perry didn't say 2 o'clock. He said midnight. Now, I'll get a mask and say I'm the Green Hornet. And this seal will prove it to Perry. That dough won't be split 3 ways. We'll make a dope out of that Hornet and have it all for the two of us. And maybe we'll even make a dope out of Perry before the deal's over.
Mr. Reed's apartment?
Oliver Perry speaking. Is Mr. Reed there?
Oh, just a minute, Mr. Perry.
Hello?
Red, I tried to get you before. You weren't in.
No, I just came in, Oliver. What's up?
I want you to come over and spend the evening. I expect to have a visitor. Though if you're here, I probably won't.
I'll be glad to come over.
One thing more. Strange as you may think the request, please bring your valet.
Just as you say, Oliver. It's 10:30 now. We'll be over shortly.
Good. I'll be looking for you both. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oliver Perry has invited us both to come over for a visit, Cato.
Oh, he not take chance of Hornet having assistance, perhaps, huh?
That's it, all right. He's going to keep both of us under his nose. Well, let's go. Maybe we'll have a pleasant evening at that. Who knows? Well, he said he'd be here at midnight, as you suggested. Is that it?
Yes. Well, let's see. My watch says midnight right now. If no one comes, perhaps I'll have a few remarks to drop to the police before...
I believe someone's knocking, Oliver.
Really? You and Cato go behind that screen in the corner. I've got to handle this alone.
Come along, Cato.
Something wrong somewhere. Put up job, perhaps. We'll see.
Mr. Perry?
Yes? Come in. Come over here to the desk.
Okay. Let's get this deal over with in a hurry.
Now first, though you have a mask on, such as the Green Hornet wears, what proof have you that you are the real Hornet?
Oh, so you want proof? How about this?
A Hornet seal.
You ever seen one of those before?
Yes. You know I have.
Oh, sure, sure. You ought to know that it's genuine.
It is, I admit that. All right, I have the money for you. There it is. Now, if you'll hand me the card emerald, I'll give you 10 minutes, no more, before I call the police.
Oh. Well, it looks like 20,000. I'll take it.
And then, one move toward the phone or toward a gun, I'll let you have it.
You double-crossing.
So long, and thanks for the dough.
Wait, come back here. Stay back. Let go of my arm. All right, don't take this.
Oh. He's been knocked out, kiddo. He shouldn't try to stop an armed man.
He's not hurt very bad, I think.
Well, listen, get him to the couch. He'll be out cold for a while. I've got something to do, and I've got to hurry. I won't be long. That's packed. I'll make sure we got everything, Slick.
Yeah, we have. We better blow out of here right now.
Oh, it's only 12:30. Hornet will go up there at 2 a.m. and get picked up. We sure put one over on him.
You're not going anywhere, wise guy.
I got fingers.
No.
Hey, wait, Hornet. He planned it, honest. He's got the rock on the door.
This will shut you up.
I'll get you with my rod.
Smell this, Slicky.
Yes.
Dopes. Now to put the emerald and the money on the table and then call the police. I've got to get back to Perry.
Well, how do you feel now, Mr. Perry?
Oh, I'm all right. Is Britt Reed here? Did he leave here?
He's over there, Mr. Perry. He's been right here with you all the time. It was Reed who phoned headquarters and told us what happened. Oh, Reed.
Yes, Axford.
Oh, I see you've come around all right, Oliver. Any ill effects?
I don't feel in the pink, if that's what you mean.
Maybe you'll feel better when you hear the news.
What news?
I heard from headquarters they picked up two mugs, and in the same room was a big emerald and $20,000. Your money, Mr. Reed says it is.
Cart emerald? But how...
It was a fight amongst the crooks over the booty, like as not. The big shot got scared off and left the stuff. But he left his seal behind, too.
You mean the Green Hornet?
Yes, the Hornet double-crossed you. But he lost out anyway. You will get the Carter Emerald and also your $20,000. So don't worry, Oliver.
Thanks for the advice. And, Britt.
Yes?
Allow me to repeat what I've said before. I still think you're a very remarkable man.
Enlistment in the United States Marine Corps is still open to young men whose 18th birthday is more than 2 weeks away. Those physically and mentally qualified may start their training immediately and see the end of the war with Japan as a Marine fighter. So, young men, if your 18th birthday is more than 2 weeks away and you are physically and mentally qualified, sign up now. Contact your nearest Marine recruiting headquarters and take your place in a truly rugged service. The United States Marines. Be sure to listen to the Green Hornet next week at this same time. These copyrighted dramas originate in the studios of WXYZ Detroit. All characters, names, places, and incidents are fictitious. Bob Hall speaking. This is the Michigan Radio Network.